Today's shiur of Mr. Buriyami is being learned live from Ramat Beit Shemesh. And Avi Antelis is doing it here. We're not together, don't worry. But we're FaceTiming here. And steiging in Yami. Here we go. Moving back there. We are up to Tav Samach Beis, Sif Dalid. As we have seen up until now, we have seen that May Peros, unlike water, will not be machmitz. Meaning, if pure May Peros, this is the Shulchan Aruch's position. The Shulchan Aruch's position is that pure May Peros, with no added water, if it is mixed with flour, can sit in the flour and the dough that it's made for 24 hours and it won't become chametz. However, if any water is added to the dough and then kneaded with the May Peros, not only will it be machmitz, but it's a much more dangerous leavening process that will go much quicker and therefore is usher to do. We also saw that if the water is added to the processing of wine in the actual fermenting process, then it can be considered yayin, considered meperos, and follow the laws of meperos, where it won't be machmitz. However, it's only when the water, although the Shulchan Aruch is not mashma this way, but Rov Achronim hold that any water added to the wine after the fermenting process, or any water added to any meperos, even before it gets kneaded in the and poured into the flour and kneaded, even if it's before the lisha, then it gets mixed up, it will already be considered water plus meperos, which, as we said, speeds up the fermenting process. And as we saw in Siv Beis, meperos with mayim is mimaharim lahachmitz, yoiser misharisa, more than other flour, any other dough. Therefore, you're not going to go ahead and knead it. And if you did, the Shulchan Aruch had said, you have to go ahead and bake it immediately. And if you didn't do it immediately, one cannot eat it, even if one did not go ahead and have it rest and hang out for 18 minutes, the shear of the mill. There's a Mekel Shita we saw of the Eliyahu Rabba, the Hefseid Meruba, and there's no signs of Chametz. So maybe you could be Mekel. But definitely, one should not go ahead and knead with any fruit juice, according to the Shulchan Aruch, unless it is pure fruit juice, pure wine with no additional water, unless the water was added in the processing itself. We saw there were different days in the processing of raisin wine and date wine, where you went ahead and dry date wine, where you went ahead and made wine by adding water to raisins and having it soaked. So there were different opinions if that is viewed as wine or it's viewed as water added to meperos. But now we're going to see today the position of the Ramah, which is the Minhag Ashkenaz, that up until now we've been talking in the Shulchan Aruch, where according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you have pure meperos mixed with flour, that will never become chametz. Can't be used for matzah because it's matzah ashira. Can't be used for the mitzvah, but it will never become chametz. We're going to see that this is not the position of the Ramah or the Minhag Ashkenaz, as we'll see coming up right now. Dalet. May beitzim ushar mashkim kulam havu bechlal may peros. The eggs, a raw egg, they get mixed up and it's liquid. Or other fruit juices, other beverages, not other fruit juices, other beverages, such as milk, things like that. Kulam havu bechlal may peros. This is all included in the category of may peros, which according to the Shulchan Aruch, will not be machmitz unless there is additional water added. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis, may beitzim, The salka daitich, the garua me peros. You might have thought that, I say, a liquidy egg, is worse than me peros in that it is machmitz. The fisha isa tofeach mena, because we see the dough fluffs up a shtickle. Kamash malan, de ein zechimut. Kamash malan, that this is not the process of chimutz. Once again, this is what's called sirchon and not chimutz, and therefore would not become chametz, the mei beitzim, if it was pure mei beitzim, mixed into the flour and no water at all. It's the equivalent of mei peros, which will not be machmetz according to Shulchan Aruch. And then he says, Ushar mashkim, the kol she'eno mitoldos hamayim, eino machmetz. Anything that is not, okay, any type of water derivative. There's no water in there. It's just a pure beverage, a liquid. It has a din of mebeitzim, like challah, like we saw. The yisvaru prate davazeh lekaman simen tuf samech vav ayin shom. We'll see this in tuf samech vav much more as we continue on in the halachos in tuf samech vav. We continue on weiter. Sif katan yud dalid havu bechlal mei peros. It's included in the category of mei peros. V'shaychavu dinim amavorim v'sif alav beis. And therefore, the halachas that we said regarding pure mei peros will apply to mei beitzim and other beverages as well, as long as it's not mixed with water. We now come to the Ramah. We now come to the Ramah. The Ramah is in Sif Dalid, and this Ramah Hagah is going to give us the position of the Minag Ashkenaz. Uvmedinos Elu. The Minag Ashkenaz is the Ein Noagin Lalush B'mei Peros. The Minag is not to go ahead and knead with Mei Peros the flour at all. Even though, seemingly, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, this is the ideal in terms of avoiding chametz, because mei peros is not machmitz, assuming there's no water added. Still, we are not knowing to go ahead and knead together with any mei peros. What's the reason? So let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katam tesvav. Ein noagin lalush. Why do we have a minog not to go ahead and knead with the mei peros? Two reasons he gives. The chayshishin is a chash lechatchila. Again, this is the rabbanim. The svaras hani poskim is a concern for those poskim the sviru that are cholik, and they hold that the mei peros biluchudayu gamkein machmitzin u me maharinam. There are rishonim that actually hold that mei peros. This is the opinion of Rashi and the Ravid, that mei peros will be machmetz, at least chametz nuksha, and therefore they're chayshesh for that shita, that mei peros will be machmetz, and therefore we do not, that's one reason we do not go ahead and knead with mei peros, even if it's pure mei peros, and even though we paskin that mei peros is not machmetz, the chatchila, we're chayshesh for those poskim that hold that mei peros, even alone, Gamkein will be machmitzin, and it will be memarin gamkein lachmitz, and it will also go ahead and speed up the chametz, the leavening process. The gam, and what's the second reason? Chayshish and shema nisarev bahem ma'ayim is a concern that maybe some water will get mixed into the dough, the lekulei alma machmitz, and there everyone holds that it will become chametz, and it will speed up the leavening process, which is a concern, and therefore we do not go ahead and knead with any fruit juice, even without water. And when we say fruit juice, as we saw before, it means any beverage, any pure beverage that does not have water mixed in. Okay, we move weiter in the Ramah. Ein noag, it says, v'afilu liktof hamatzos, and even to go ahead and to smear the matzos with some mei peros. Ein noagin rak lachar afiyasan. You should only do that after it's already fully baked, ba'odan chamin, when it's hot, so that you can go ahead and, you know, give a little nice little flavor to it, but it has to be ready to be fully baked. Now, what's very interesting is, what's even the havamina? Because if you go ahead before it's baked, and you add fruit juice to it, even if you're just layering it on top of the matzah after it's rolled out, that's adding mei peros to water. And that's going to make it go quicker. So they say that you might have had a havamina because it's such a small amount, and you're just layering it on top with a little bit of, like you're taking a little brush, and you're putting a little eggy on top or whatever it is. Maybe that would be okay. So he says, no, that's not okay. It's only good once it's baked. Look at the Mishnah Brura. It's only going to be okay once it's baked. If you're not knowing to go ahead and smear it before it's baked. And so the lomar, it means to say, limshoach es pnei ha-matzah meberos, it means to go ahead and to smear the top of the matzahs with some type of meperos, with some type of other liquid or beverage, like, you know, like we always do on deli roll, we smear on top the egg with a brush. Can't do that. Afshu gavar mu'at. That's what he means. Even though it's a little amount, you might not have it, it's okay. No, because you're mixing the meperos with the liquid, that for sure is going to be a problem, and therefore you have to wait until it's already baked, and even when it's still hot, you could go ahead and then layer it and smear it with a little egg because it's already fully baked. That's what he says. He says, quotes here the Achronim, and says you have to be very careful not to use these matzahs. Right? You should be careful not to use these for your first mitzvah, for your mitzvah of the Kazayas matzah on the Seder night, on Pesach night. L'kazayas shelchova, to fulfill your obligation. Why? Dahavi ke'ein matzah ashira. Because it's a shtickle like matzah ashira. Even though it wasn't made together with other juices and other beverages, it was only layered on afterwards. Since it was layered on afterwards when it was still hot, so that's already going to be ke'ein matzah ashira. And that's what he says. U'beprat kishemachzir nacharkach shuv l'tanur. And for sure, if he goes ahead afterwards when it's still hot, okay, and he smears it, and then he puts it back in the oven and lets it bake back in some more, there for sure, you have to be concerned that it has like a din of matzah ashira, and even though it's not chametz, because it was already fully baked, maybe it has a din of matzah ashira, and this definitely says a problem if you put it back in to the oven and let it bake in, even post-matzah baking, even if there is no chash of chumitz. We now continue on in the Ramah, and he says, v'ein l'shanois imlo, and you should not go away from this minug of not making matzah, kneading the dough of matzah with meperos, except for imlo b'shas hadchak, unless it's a shas hadchak, l'tzarchei chola o zokein hatzarech l'zeh. The only time this will be allowed to go ahead and do this is for a chole or a zaken who will need to go ahead and eat such matzah because it's hard for him to chew. Like me right over here, I got myself a nice little hole over here, so maybe I'm gonna need some matzah shira. But that's the only time you could go ahead and allow for such kneading of mei peros in the dough. Look what he says. If kani yiches v'ein l'shanos u'kefi ha-minag, and according to the minag, he says afilu kval losha v'afa miyad ein la'achla b'pesach. He says even if you went ahead and kneaded it according to our minag, even if you went ahead and kneaded it and baked it immediately, ein la'achla b'pesach el yashenu ad la'achar pesach. You should not eat it on Pesach, meaning the Shulchan Aruch even went so far as to say that if you immediately go ahead, immediately and bake the matzah after having made peros and even adding a little water, if you bake it immediately, you can go ahead and eat the matzahs. B'di'evet. However, He's saying, according to our minug, even if there's no water added, even if it's just pure mei peros, and you went ahead and kneaded it with the mei peros, you should not eat it, and you should save it till after Pesach. Should not be eaten on Pesach at all. Yashenu ad lachar Pesach. Save it after Pesach. Except if it's for tzorchei chola, miu, when it comes for a chola, you have to be very careful still. Yofa miyad, you have to treat it. And b'chayishesh, like we said, maybe some a little water got in there, you have to bake it immediately. B'davka b'mei peros l'chudayu. And according to our minhag, it's only if it's pure mei peros. Aval mei peros imayim, ein lachush l'chatchila, afilu b'chanat chak. You should not go ahead and knead it l'chatchila, even for a chola or a zake in some shasat chak situation. The only way you should go ahead and knead with mei peros is purely without water and only for a zakein or a chola. That is the minhag Ashkenaz. What exactly Sfardim do, I will leave to the Olam HaSfardim. And who just joined us from overseas? Will Basharim. What do Sfardim do? Legabe,
I was going to ask you.
Legabe egg matzah. Okay?
I was going to ask you.
Do they eat egg matzah?
No, I don't think we have egg matzah in my house.
Egg matzah is not eaten by Will Basharim, but he's not really a good example. We have to try to get a more full-blown Sfardi through and through. Maybe we could find out. Maybe we'll call up Yoko. Anyway, Victor, here we go. I just want to, before we go, Victor, I just want to point out a very important Igris Moshe. The Igris Moshe in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kufna Nun Dalid. He said also in Chelek Dalid, Simon Sadi Ches, he writes that the Minag Ashkenaz, according to our Minag Ashkenaz, if one were to knead dough with fruit juice and not bake it immediately, and actually even allow it to remain for 18 minutes before baking, so we have to treat it as actual chametz, and it is usur for consumption, even for one who is a chole or a zake. And he explains that the concern is that fruit juice actually has the capacity to cause dough to be machmitz. And therefore, like the first opinion there, the first chash there in the Mishnah Brura. And therefore, if you leave it for 18 minutes, again, you're supposed to go ahead and bake it immediately. But if you left it for a full 18 minutes, you would not even be able to feed it to a chole or a zakein. Remember, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's pure fruit juice is not machmitz at all. But again, that's not how we hold, and therefore, one should not even give it to Ramesha holds to a chole or a zakein if it rested and hung out for a sheer mill 18 minutes without it having been worked or baked. We now move on. By the way, the idea, I think according to the Yeshitas, is that it's chametz nuksha. The reason why it's chametz nuksha is that it contains ingredients that might inhibit the dough from fully becoming chametz, fully leavening, but some chimutz, some leavening occurs, and that's what, you know, whenever you have like a quasi chimutz, that's when you have chametz nuksha. Weiter.
So what's the
Chiddush
of Rav Moshe?
The Chiddush of Rav Moshe, once again, is that you might have thought that b'dieved, the Ramah, will be makel like the Shulchan Aruch, that if you had pure, you know that you had pure fruit juice with no water, it's not machmitz at all, even if it's past 18 minutes. And the Chiddush is no. That the only time we're makel, and the only thing that we're makel for a chol and a zakein is not to aser mei peros, like the Ramah said, kneading with mei peros. But it doesn't mean that you can then hold like the Shulchan Aruch and allow the dough that was mixed with mei peros to hang out indefinitely past the 18 minutes. And again, as you saw in the Mishnah Brura says you should be yoifa miyad for the tzarchei chola and the zakein. Should you not only not wait 18 minutes, you should go ahead and the yoifa miyad because of the other concern that maybe some water got in and that even the Shulchan Aruch would hold that you have to go ahead and bake it immediately. We continue on. Sif hey. Halosh Isa b'mei peros tol lasosa pachis mishir isaron kedei shelo tischayev b'chala. Now, what is this all about? What are we talking about? So, the issue is like this. What has to be understood and appreciated is there's something called the mitzvah of chala, which we all know is a halacha of being mafrish chala. Now, what do? When we're mafrish chala, when we go ahead and we're mafrish chala, the basic assumption is that since we're tummy mace and the flour and the water got mixed up with you and your hands and you needed it, so the challah that you were mafrish is tameh. And the challah that mafrish is tameh, you can burn it. And that's what we do. We burn the challah that were mafrish because it is tameh challah. It's like tameh truma, tameh challah. However, we got a different issue going on over here. When one goes ahead and he kneads the dough with meperos, except for wine and shemen, is not one of the Zion liquids that are conduits for tuma. They are not, okay, machshirim lituma. And therefore, when one goes ahead and one kneads with such liquid, so guess what? If he kneads with meperos, again, we're in the Shulchan Aruch's position. The Shulchan Aruch's position is that you're allowed to go ahead and knead dough with meperos. No problem. And use that for matzah. So he said, let's say you want to go ahead and make egg matzah for Pesach. Egg matzah being, let's say, pure eggs, which is a meperos. But eggs is not something that will be a conduit for tumah. So what happens now is that if you have the shear of challah, what's going to happen is you will have challah that is tahor. And if you have challah that's tahor, that's problematic because you can't burn it. You cannot burn it. Let's see. Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chof. The made peros. Hainu, for example, the made beitzim, ushar made peros, other made peros. Dvarim she'enam mishiva mashkin. Things that aren't from the seven mashkin. She'simanam yud dalid shin ches tof dalid and mem, which is yayin dvash shemen cholav tal dam and mayim. Those are the liquids that are machshirim and enable tuma to be transferred to the food. Vahatam. And the reason that they made peros ein aer isa muchsheres lekabel tuma v'nishara achala tahora. Okay, and the reason why we have to be concerned if we have the shear of chala is that made peros will not enable the chala to become tame, and you're going to have chala tahora. Ve'ein lo shum etza achar kach malasos b'zeh. And then you're not going to be able to do anything with it. L'sarfo ein yachol. You can't burn it. She'ein sarfin kodeshim tahirim. You can't go ahead and burn it. You're not allowed to burn kodesh that is tahar. U'la'achlo ein yachol. And you can't eat it. She'ruban tmeyei mesenein. You can't go ahead and eat it because we're tamei mes. The assumption is that everyone is a tamei mes. Ubishar Yemos Hashana. Now, during the rest of the year, Yesh Eitza, there is an Eitza, Sheyitain Be'ez Halisha, Gam Ma'at Mayim. During the year, what you could do is add a little water when you go ahead and make bread with egg, let's say. And then the Mela, Heksher, the Mela will become Tamei. Because the assumption is Tamei Meis. Kedisa Be'erdeya, Simon Shin Chav Tas. Avalata, but now Litzarach Pesach. When you're talking about for Pesach and Matzah, halo ye me peros in mayim. If you have me peros with mayim, it's problematic. But aser lolush, You're not going to need with meperos and water to avoid it becoming tahor challah. In other words, we want to have tameh challah, because if you have tahor challah, you can't do anything with it. If you have tameh challah, you could burn it. Lachem, what's the eitzah? Sheyalush pachus mikashir. The eitzah is to go on ahead and need less than the shear, less than the amount that you become chayiv in challah. And that's what he means, the Shulchan Aruch, when he says, Tov la sosa pachos me shir yisaron. The shir yisaron is the shir that one is chayiv challah. And if you do less than that, kadesh lot is chayiv b'challah, you won't be chayiv in challah. If you're not chayiv in challah, it doesn't really have a din of challah. And therefore, you don't have to worry about this challah being kodesh and tahor. And then he says, u'b'di'eved im lush kashir. And what happens if b'di'eved you messed up and you did go ahead and knead the dough with meperos and you did it for greater than the shear of an isaron? So now what do you do with it? You can't burn it. So litein hachala lekohen katan. You give it to a kohen katan, shelo yatza tuma migufo. You give it to a kohen katan who did not have any, he's not a tame yet, because he did not have keri. So you'll ask, okay, but he's still, we have to worry about him being a tamei what? A tamei mace. This eitzah is really only an eitzah in shmutz laretz, in chutz laretz. Because in chutz laretz, the chala of chutz laretz is only midrabanan, and because it's only the rabbanan, it's only usher from someone who is tamei with tuma that's yotei miguf, like either a zava or a balkeri. But other tameim, like even tamei mason, would be muteris. But again, this would only really...
This came up recently.
What?
Last time we discussed challah, this came up.
Unbelievable. Now, the issue here is, what do you do in Eretz Yisrael? It's a big problem. I guess you got to send it UPS to Schmutz Laretz, to Will's house. Okay, Victor, we now move on. Sif Katan.